Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. I tell you, red waters is the place to be, because the temperature is pushing like 100 degrees. It's all been rearranged by climate change, which fucks all the trees. And now it's only getting hotter, so it's wet waters for me. Why don't y'all come on down to wet waters and try some of our mom's trash?
I love the super shoe, and I ride it with my wife.
The ice cream gives me life, and I think it's bad.
And I love to hang out by the bathrooms.
I'll never be a father, so it's wet waters for me.
24/7 and located conveniently next to the Harrison Willis Memorial Steam Train.
Okay, you gotta wait. You gotta wait, bud. You gotta wait.
I wanna go.
You have to wait. Oh,
what's going on?
I was gonna ask you, did you do OCHEM? Did you do the OCHEM homework?
I finished the OCHEM homework, and I mostly got it from Sandra, though. Was that the wrong choice?
Do you want to see?
Do I want to see what?
Do you want to see an OCHEM? Do you want to get a C in OCHEM?
I'm okay with a C, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's why people go to Sandra.
Oh, yeah.
Because she spells it with a C.
Okay.
We call her...
What do you call her?
Sandra C.
I don't call her Sandra C. Okay.
What do you call her?
Go.
I went down backwards.
Now, you have to wait. You have to wait. I'm the wait guy. He's the go guy. Red shirt, green shirt. Oh, my God. I'm wearing a green shirt today.
I think it looks good on you, though.
I know, but I'm the red shirt guy. That's why everyone's been confused today.
Okay, we can swap roles.
You're wearing a green shirt as well.
I know, but we... let me turn it inside out, maybe.
I haven't seen my baby brother come out the bottom of the slide yet.
You have to wait in line.
Okay.
You can't... This is an emergency walk-up.
I know, because I haven't seen my brother come out the other side of the slide yet.
That's for emergencies. Like, if you see, like, a pencil on the slide.
Why would there be a pencil on the slide?
Well, because we were doing our homework up here.
Are you guys in summer school? What happened?
We copied the wrong kid's homework, and now we're both in OCHEM summer school.
We copied Sandra F.
Back of the line. If you see a pencil, let us know.
Okay, well, I hope my brother's...
Excuse me, I'm a paramedic. I need to get to the kid stuck in the slide.
Okay, it looks like you're one guy.
Well, I guess I'm not a pair of medics. I'm a medic. I'm a solo medic.
Okay.
Go.
Go. Not you, kid. The paramedic. Go.
I went.
We're both stuck.
You have to wait. You have to wait, sir. We have to let the kid clear the slide before we can sit another person down.
She'll probably just, like, shove him through anyway.
So you and Sandra, huh?
Me and Sandra what?
I mean, everybody calls her Sandra C, so the fact that you don't call her that, you have, like, some other name for her?
Are you saying that we're going together?
That's what I'm implying, yeah.
Okay, I've been seeing Sandra. I've been seeing Sandra.
Oh. Wait, like seeing?
Like having sex.
Oh. Her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everybody, I thought you
meant... Go.
That's the paramedic.
Hi there, kid. I'm Wet Willie, the sloppy wet tuna from Wet Wet Wild.
Wet Willie, do you work here?
Yes, I'm a mascot for Wet Wet Water. I said wild earlier. Please don't tell anyone.
Yeah, I saw you smoking and crying at the side of a building like 30 seconds ago.
You must be mistaken. Tunas don't smoke. Well, I guess you could smoke a tuna.
Okay. Today's my 12th birthday.
Wow.
No, it's
Happy
not. No, don't, Tuna, Wet Willie, please.
Do you want a picture with Wet Willie, the mascot from Wet Wet Water?
I guess so. It's just so stinky to have your birthday during the summer because all my friends are on vacation.
Someone said stinky. It's time for Tuna to expose his blowhole.
What? Mom!
Hillary?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I want a picture with Wet Willie, and I can show all my friends who were too busy on their rich people vacation.
Oh, can I post it to my Instagram?
Mom, you have an Instagram? That's horrible.
Who's your younger sister over here?
You shan't be talking about me.
Sorry, my mom loves it when people hit on her, especially mascots.
Only because I'm single.
I was married to the Phoenix Suns gorilla.
Oh, what happened between the two of you?
He didn't want to take the suit off.
Hmm.
Sorry, my mom's into that. Can we get this picture and I can go back to the lamest birthday party of all time?
I've been hearing through the grapevine that you've been telling people we broke up because I didn't want to take the suit off.
You know it's true, okay? I'm tired of defending you and your weird proclivities.
What the fuck, Wet Willie? I was ready to commit. You said that you didn't see yourself as a married Willie.
You tried to propose to me by slam dunking a ring off a trampoline, and you broke the ring.
I broke the backboard, and I broke the trampoline. It was all planned. Look, I have a name and a reputation, and I don't appreciate being raked through the mud on every time I go out.
You have a name, and I don't think I've seen you since the 96 All-Star game. You have a reputation.
You know that was a painful game for me.
Wet Willie, why are you crying again?
Oh, just thinking about stuff.
Okay, well, happy birthday to me. Thanks, Wet Willie.
Love you.
What?
Hi, I'm Sean. I'm Wet Willie's handler. I have a brief survey after any Wet Willie interaction that I would love to run through with the two of you if you have a moment.
Oh, of course. I'd love to.
Did you find Wet Willie's behavior off-putting at all? Scale of 1 to 10.
Zero. As in not off-putting, right?
I'd say a 10.
Okay, so two 10s then.
Hmm.
10 is not off-putting.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, zero.
Well, okay, it's 1 to 10, so I have to put something, and there's only one bubble, so could we split the difference and just say a 5?
A five sounds good.
Okay.
We've been working on compromising.
Great. This is a scale of 10 to 1, so it's a flip scale. On a scale of 10 to 1, how bad would you say the smell from Wet Willie was?
In 1 is the worst, and 10 is...
It's a direct opposite of the last scale.
Well, I would say that in terms of bad, 10.
Okay.
But I liked it. So, what?
So
he smelled like chlorine and cigarettes.
I'll split the difference here. That's a 5. That I'm reading as a 7, so
no.
I'll split that difference and go with a 6.
A 6 sounds great. We've been working on compromise.
Last question.
My life is hell.
Last question.
What?
How willing would you be to How willing would you be to have an all expenses paid dining excursion with Wet Willie as part of your stay?
Is this still 1 out of 10?
This is a 1 out of 10. But it's flipped back to the original way.
I'd say no, but we're working on compromising.
Yes,
so it
and I would
like
say
yes.
So
it's a 1 out of 10.
Ow!
I know this seems like a binary question, but it's how willing. So, baseline assumption, you are willing to eat with Wet Willie.
Hmm. And does this dinner lead anywhere?
Mom!
Hillary! I'm in the middle of something.
Knock, knock, Mr. Wet?
Just give me a moment. Blush. Wash hands. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. To
oh, I didn't realize it was your birthday. Do you want me to get Wet Willie up here?
I'm sorry. It's not my birthday. I just...
the number
hygiene,
of seconds
proper,
for... Yes.
Proper hygiene.
We have an issue
Hold on.
In the park, sir.
I'm drying.
Of course.
Drying my hands. Still a little wet, but wet enough for another paper towel.
Let me, sir.
No.
Let me blow on it, sir.
Okay. All right.
Sufficient?
Sufficient.
Wet, we have an issue in the park.
Dr. Mark.
We have an issue in the park, sir. Formula 28 is not reacting to people's skin as we thought. You know how we wanted to save money on not having actual water in the park?
Yes.
Formula 28 has...
Which is still mostly water.
Legally.
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 Yes.
But Formula 28 is having some weird reactions, causing weird reactions.
Dr. Mark... I'm a businessman. Weird reactions means nothing to me. Talk to me about the bottom line. What's this going to cost me?
Person-by-person lawsuit. I would imagine
Let's just assume it's going to be a class action. What's going on? Give me the brass tacks. What is happening to the people?
Sir, these people have no class.
Well, they're at a water park. And it's a Tuesday.
I would say optimistic. If we're looking on the bright side, you lose everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Okay.
If this goes really south, you're going to be put away in prison.
Prison?
Yes.
I could do jail, but prison?
Jail is like, I think for 24 to 36 hours?
Yeah, it's like a local thing. Prison is like
you'd
the
go
long
to,
stretch.
No, sir, you'd go to prison.
What's going on with the people at the park, Dr. Merck?
Diane.
Uh-huh?
Your neck, there's gills.
My neck?
Yes, your neck. There's gills all over your neck.
Are you trying to distract me from the thing I just said, which is I want a divorce?
You've got a crazy neck right now, Diane. It's nuts, your neck.
Peter, I feel like I just said I want a divorce.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't do any of the emotional labor.
Oh,
in our
your
family.
Neck. Whoa.
To Peter, an absolute fucking legend. This is a guy Woo. Who turned a divorce conversation into a neg about his wife's neck. To Peter!
This guy could sell ice to a penguin.
dude, my swim trunks just came off. Oh, that last wave. And the big wave that just came through. My swim trunks. My swim trunks, they're gone.
You want me to do something?
Yeah, dude, fine, my swim trunks.
Oh, okay, I thought
so
we were leading.
Cool also. Girls at school are here.
Okay, let me look for them. Oh, no.
What? Don't tell me.
Chandler K is holding your swim trunks.
No.
I swear she's holding your swim trunks. Okay.
Is she laughing or is she like smelling them?
Oh, she's noticing how large the crotch area is.
How do you... Are you messing with me?
No, I don't know how I can tell, but it seems like she's...
Someone's got a fat pussy.
What? Okay, this is bad.
You want me to go say something?
No, we have to pretend those aren't mine.
Hey, ladies, should we send in this story to YM Magazine? In Ooh. The embarrassing stories section up top?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, does anybody have any better ones?
I don't know. Can we just do like a water park day where we don't try to submit something to YM Magazine, Chandler?
I
don't want to be the friend in the friend group that's always so negative, but I feel like every time we try to hang out, you try to make it a story for a magazine.
It's just that every time we go here, someone either their trunks come off, their top comes down, or their tampon falls out. And that is ripe material for YM Magazine.
But if it happens every time, it's not special.
You don't get it. There is nuance within each of those three realms, okay? If someone's tampon comes out and it's bloody, funny. If someone's tampon comes out and it's not bloody, funny. If someone's tampon comes up...
You have to leave the park. I'm so sorry.
All three of us?
Yeah, we've been sent. You're talking about tampons like way too much.
All three of us?
Yeah, all three of you got to get the hell out of here. Yeah, that was hard to listen
Chandler
to.
Chandler K., you always do this. We can't go anywhere anymore.
I'll have Casey cut out as
Danny
much
K.
of that as I
my
can.
My grandpa's Danny K. White
that
Christmas?
Math doesn't math. Great grandpa? That math doesn't matter.
No, he's my
You're
grandpa.
Young.
I'm 42.
Oh my God, get the hell out of here.
We're all teachers at this school.
Okay, sweetheart, you have to jump. You have to jump. Other kids are waiting to jump off the diving board. Yeah, come on. Come on, jump.
Can I just climb down?
No, honey, you'll look like a coward.
I'm okay with that. I can hang from my fingers and I'll hit the water and I'll just kind of slide in.
No, honey, jump.
I'm okay. Excuse me, children in the amusement park.
Yeah?
My name's Bill. I have my dad's name. I know it's not a common name for a kid my age, but I could have gone by Will, Willie, William. I went with Bill. I'm a coward like my dad. My dad told everyone that he was dodging the draft, and he did. To his credit, he did.
That nice. Math doesn't math.
I'm sorry?
That math doesn't math.
Well, it's 1991. This is the year today, currently, is 1991.
Oh,
so it should
right.
Yeah. Anyway, my dad dodged the draft, and he was a coward, and I inherited his genes. We've never seen him, you know, my mom and I, who I love very much. Mom, love you.
Will someone push my son into the water, please?
I'll scream. If you do, I'll scream. Everybody will look at you. They'll think you're a bully.
Are you okay with your son screaming?
Just get him in that water. He's been telling me for weeks that he was ready to do this.
I'm not. I'm Bill. I'm a coward just like my dad. I don't want to go in the water. I will slide down. I will
slowly
grab
ascending the ladder.
I will grab the diving board with my fingers and
reach
then just
the
drift
top.
Down into Hey, excuse me. You're a very big kid. Has anyone ever
I'm a large
that?
Kid.
You're a large kid.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You could easily push me into this water.
Yeah, I could also just go around you, I guess.
I wouldn't do that.
Bill, honey, you can do this. You're not a coward like your father.
I'm like a porcupine. I have a defense mechanism. If you get too close to me, I'll pee. And I'm a sprayer.
I don't think you've ever seen a porcupine.
I'm a sprayer. You'll get pee on you, kid.
That's like a skunk.
Gradually starting to hold you, give you a hug.
Uh-oh. What's going on? This feels weird. This feels nice.
Don't pee, Bill.
I'm not peeing. This feels weird. I've never had male affection before. As I said, Dad was a coward. Dad's a draft and escaped the country.
Don't
okay,
pee.
Mom, I want this boy to be my dad.
Nope.
Mom, I want this boy to be my dad.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
oh, we're falling. And I'm okay. I hit the poolside pretty hard on my arm, Mom.
We're going to the hospital, Bill. Come on.
I don't feel anything.
I know you don't, Bill.
I don't feel anything. Whoa, look. It's like my arm's made of flubber like the movie, Mom.
Bill, get to the car.
I don't feel... Oh, Mom, I think I'm a superhero. I think I'm a superhero. I don't feel pain.
Nope. You're just... It's so much pain that
your
brain is
starting.
It.
Oh, I feel it. Oh, yep. All right. It was so nice to make your acquaintance.
It's nice to meet you, son.
Sir, you are my daddy. I would shake your arm, but...
So are me and your mother married now?
Mom, what do you say?
That's a child, and we're going to the hospital.
A very big child.
I'm a large child, my mom tells me.
Cory, king of the raft. He searches across the land to survey the scene. There are any pirates in waiting to attack my raft and take my bounty? No, I didn't see any yet. But Cory is always on his watch. Always searching, always looking. Yes.
Hey, Cory, do you want to come play with us?
No, I got my own thing going. Marco Polo?
Yeah.
Oh, no thanks.
Oh.
He's problematic.
Oh, okay.
Cory, king of the water, starts to paddle his raft toward the shore to meet whatever locals may await on this island. Cory gets off the raft, his feet wet from his success. The gold in his pants weigh them down heavily. He takes a bite of a snack. Yum.
Kid, that's my food. Hey, kid.
One of the locals is angry. He approaches Cory.
I'm actually from Michigan, okay? I'm from out of town, okay? Give me my pretzel back.
This large behemoth seems to want to communicate with Cory, but Cory doesn't understand his language.
Hey, Andy, just let that kid be, okay? He's got a Yeti mic at the pool. He's obviously doing something else. We'll just get another pretzel. Just enjoy the pretzel, kid.
That pretzel was $6.29.
I'll get you another pretzel. Enjoy the pretzel, kid. It's fine. It's fine.
The behemoth has a friend. It seems the two of them are bickering. Surely this will lead to blows. I'm watching two people fight to the death.
No one's going to get hit over a $6 pretzel, okay?
Well, maybe. Maybe you might.
What? You're going to hit your grandpa over a $6 pretzel?
I'm paying for this, and you said I'm going to get you another pretzel?
I'll reimburse you for the pretzel.
You've never reimbursed me once.
That's not true. he forgets because he was young, but I put a down payment on his first car. $1,400 I paid.
How young was I?
16, 15, 15, 16. 15. You got it before you had your learner's permit.
That was you?
Yes. I never told you because I didn't want you to think that your grandpa was in the business of giving handouts.
My mom told me that was an anonymous donation.
You've had a lot of anonymous donations over the course of your life.
Oh my God, I have. And they've all been you?
Well, me, my friends, some of my buddies from the club. We've taken a special interest in you.
What?
We think you have something. We'd like to talk to you about joining an organization.
Cory can't tell what the two Goliaths are talking about. These behemoths in their weird language. Little do they know that they're on CoryCast. All Cory, all the time.
No diving! No diving. Oh my God. Tiff, can I tell you something?
Yeah, what's up?
I fell asleep for 2 hours.
No.
While I was lifeguarding this morning.
2 hours?
Yeah. And then when I woke up, someone was giving like a kid CPR and I was like, oh my God, I missed it. I think I might get fired.
I would kill to see CPR being given. I've never done it. And I'm afraid I'm going to crack ribs.
Yeah, did you? But you've seen, you like got certified?
I got, well, I thought I did, but it turns out it was Heimlich. I conflate the two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No diving, no running.
No diving, no running. Can I tell you something?
What?
My disposable contacts fell out into water, and I put them back in, and my eyes have been on fire.
Yeah, you look kind of crazy.
They burn so bad.
There's no white in your eyes anymore. It's just a deep red.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Does it look cool? Is it mysterious? Take a picture.
I don't think you want
here. Here's my Kodak. Let me rewind the film with this little disc.
Right, I guess we'll get it back in a few weeks, and we'll see then.
How else would we get it back?
I know. Hey, Tiff.
Yeah.
You didn't hear it from me, but I heard a rumor that this water is not actually water.
What are you talking about?
I mean, look at your eyes, Tiff. The proof is in the eyes.
Do you ever feel like you can... No, never mind. I sound insane.
What?
Do you ever feel like you can breathe through your
underwater?
Eyes?
Oh. We're saying two different things, Tiff. We're not on the same page.
Hey, Tiff, Stiff. Do you have an extra red shirt?
Oh, are you guys two green shirting up there?
We're two greens, and it's confusing people.
Oh, look who it is. Are my eyes okay?
No. Hey.
Jesus.
We missed you at the party last night. We knew you had to wake up for summer school early today, so.
Yeah, I had summer school early today, and now I'm here after.
We missed you. How are you?
Sorry if my eyes are all red. It's just I'm in heat.
Huh?
She's horny. Ever heard of it?
So, the shirt...
What, you wanted to take off your shirt?
No, I'm looking for a red shirt because you know what?
Did you hear what I said about missing you last night?
I'll go ask somebody else.
Wait. I'll cut.
Running. He's running.
I'll cut my hand. Give me your shirt. Smear.
Okay, cool. Thanks for ruining my shirt, Tim.
Bye.
You're welkies.
If this is a lazy river, then I'm happy to be lazy.
Oh, we're just relaxing on this thing.
My goodness, another beer?
Oh. What? Oh, okay, there goes another beer.
One day you'll catch one of those things.
I'll catch one of those things. Mmm.
Happy retirement.
Can't believe how fast this thing is.
It did pick up
speed.
Yeah,
this thing is rocketing.
Also, did you notice that we accidentally went down a different path than all the other people on the tubes?
Yeah, it seems a little dark in here, too.
Honey, I'm not trying to be alarmist or anything. You know I'm always exaggerating. I'm being hyperbolic. But I think we got sucked into a tube we weren't meant to be in.
We've replaced the lazy river for these two customers with the crazy river. Let's see if they notice.
Well, maybe it's dark because we're supposed to be sleeping here.
Well, that's a one way of thinking about it. But we are moving very quickly.
Oh, rapidly. Certainly rapidly.
Yeah, this is more like the rapid rivers. You know, if I move too fast and too suddenly, I vomit. So, I hope this slows down soon.
Hey, well, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.
Whoa.
So I just heard something flap by me. Was that a bat?
Yeah.
Did a bat hit you?
Oh, right in the face. Oh, no, bit my nose. Honey?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Little do they know, that's just Chris in a bat costume. Chris has been warned about biting.
Honey, that's the biggest bat I've ever seen.
Oh, no. I'm starting to deflate.
Oh, no.
Can I get on your tube?
Just so you know, no.
Just so you know, no?
No.
Okay, everyone. We do have about a week's time until we need an official name for the new ride. There are no bad ideas. There's no bad names. Who wants to kick us off with a fun little name? So, again, this is a new ride at the water park. What are we thinking? What do we got?
We're all getting breakfast, right?
Breakfast. There is breakfast for those who give at least 10 names.
Oh, wet hot tube.
Okay. Okay.
Liquid courage.
Okay, interesting. All right.
But we fill it with whiskey instead of water.
Oh, I like this.
Ham, egg, and cheese.
We're not taking orders. We're taking names so that you earn your breakfast.
A coffee with two creams in the Splenda.
Sorry, we're thinking Wet or Off Dead or Dame Judy Drench.
Can we count ham, egg, and cheese as one of my 10?
Because if they have to be 10 good names, come on.
Could you work water in there somehow?
Water, ham, egg, and cheese?
There we go. We'll count that. We'll count that as 0.5.
Okay.
That's
okay.
0.5.
Okay.
Water, are we doing here?
That's good. That's good. Not without my water was one I had.
Okay.
Tears for fears?
That's great. Could we reverse it so we don't get sued?
Fears for tears?
Now we're talking.
Tears for tears. Fears for, I'm broken. May I have a break?
No, there are no breaks here. There are no breaks here.
Oh, okay. Well, what about like the ice machine?
Hmm.
Okay. Well, that implies that the water's going to be frozen, and we want people to feel safe.
Okay, what about rock, vapor, scissors?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So you got no problem with water being a gas, but it can't be a solid?
You can't breathe a solid.
What about rock, water, scissors?
I think we're hung up on
rock,
this
paper,
one.
Rock, paper, scissors. That's something.
That's flow.
Can
that's
I do? Can I do water, paper, scissors? Rock, water, scissors, and rock, paper, water, and count that as three suggestions.
We'll count it as 1.2.
Come on, I'm gonna be here all morning.
So let's maybe just think of like some water terms. So we have like float,
geyser.
Well, that geysers are hot. We don't want to scare people.
Flow, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay.
With an exclamation point.
Danny, you've earned yourself a hash brown. Here
no.
you go.
A hash brown.
It's just like a hash brown single. It's not like a...
Don't be jealous.
It's like what Burger King considers a
that
hash brown.
That green shirt matches your overall vibe currently.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing my overalls as well.
Ocean spray.
No, we just have cranberry juice.
Dang it.
The regular kind.
I thought we weren't doing orders.
Well, I need to let people know what we don't have.
What's my count at?
I think you're at 2.2.
Come on. I feel like I've been here for 15 minutes. The man outside said, come in. You get the free breakfast. You mm-hmm. just got to give some water names.
What about just your kids' names? They might work.
My kids' names?
Are they named something buoyant?
I mean.
Oh, how about Chef Buoyancy?
Not particularly.
Is that fun? Do we like Chef Buoyancy?
For a restaurant, maybe.
Let's see. I got my son, Splash Dangerously. I got Flood McKenzie, my daughter.
You named your daughter Flood McKenzie?
Well, the state named her Flood McKenzie. I didn't know about her for many a year, but eventually when we reconnected, Flood McKenzie is her legal name.
Sir, it's really sinister that Mr. Wet is watching us from that window.
Oh, this is supposed to be a one-way.
Oh.
He just turned the window pane.
Let's all go into the other room. Let's switch rooms. Let's switch rooms.
Okay, excuse me. Don't touch me. No one touch me. I just washed my hands. No one touch me.
Okay, since we're in a new room, we do have to start over.
No!
The count of zero.
Come on. Ham, bacon, cheese. Ham, egg, bacon, ham.
Is venison, is that a meat or a water?
That's a deer.
That's deer meat.
Yeah, that's deer
meat. Dang it.
Dear God, it's wet.
Okay, it's a little too similar, so I'm not going to count that one.
To what?
Yeah, to what?
To Flo, my God.
How do you know my son? Tiff ruined my shirt, obviously, as you can see. It's pretty bad.
That's Tiff's blood?
She had like a...
Is she okay?
She had red eyes like a demon, and then she pulled out from, I don't know where, like a 7-inch Bowie knife and cut her hand and then rubbed blood all over.
I'm going to ask again, is she okay?
What's
can
that?
Can I go?
Have we said go yet? Damn it. Well, they went.
I win!
That kid keeps tricking me. That kid keeps tricking me.
We should get him to work at the park.
Wait. Yeah, if only, right? Wait. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Thinking about getting a ham, egg, and cheese later?
Well, now that's what I'm thinking about, and I forgot my original idea.
Oh.
I gotta stop asking questions like that.
Yeah, you could have just told me what you were thinking.
I always do that.
Yeah.
Go! Wait, you wait. He was talking to the kid behind you. We like that kid's vibe. You wait.
Uh-huh.
That you wait, that kid goes.
I'm on the list.
Can we go down together?
What's your name?
Little Tommy.
Little Tommy. Little Tommy. I'm still in the bees. Little Tommy.
Sorry, I got nervous. My name is Little Tommy.
Little Tommy.
Okay, you can go together.
The same.
You can, but you can both go together. Okay. Little Tommy and the kid whose vibe we like. Go!
Wee!
We got stuck.
We're stuck right at the top.
Kick.
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 Ow. Ow.
Kick.
Stop Ow. Fighting it. Stop fighting the kick.
Let it
the
hurts.
Kick, let the kick hurt you.
Okay, I'm from the Department of Health and Sanitation. I just need to take a quick...
Oh, we're not home today. Guys, say we're not home.
I'm sorry, we're not here right now. Please leave a beep.
Oh, this is a ticket booth with a turnstile in front of me.
Excuse
I can see
me,
thousands
sir.
Of people in the park.
Sir, you looking for the water park?
Yes.
Well, it burned down years ago.
So you're saying what I'm seeing right now is some sort of...
mirage?
Illusion. David Copperfield style. How long has it been since you've had water?
And this morning.
Well, you're obviously hallucinating. So the water you had was salt water from the sea.
It feels like I'm seeing a lot of people enjoying the park behind you.
We're not home right now.
Beep.
Beep.
Hey, this is Kyle from Health and Sanitation.
Mailbox is full.
Party Are you kidding me?
Party of five, 4250. Okay, enjoy the day. Free refills of all soda.
Wait, what was that?
What would you
say? Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
I just said boo. Because I'm a ghost. And so are you.
If you're a ghost, walk through me.
Okay.
He just did.
Ow. So I can do it, and you can't, which means that you're not a ghost, which means you're still alive, which means if I were you, I'd go enjoy what life I have left. What are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing
what
here?
What did you say? Who
Where
are
you? Say you worked?
Is that Kyle?
I'm Kyle. I work for Health and Sanitation. We've heard some complaints about the park. I just need to...
What kind of complaints? They're not true.
And about what park?
Well, I've heard the water isn't water. I've heard that there's some
Water
issues.
Isn't water.
Kyle. Do you have a partner? Wife? Girlfriend? Boyfriend?
Hamster?
Duck?
I have a hamster and duck.
Yes,
and their names are wife and girlfriend.
A hamster and duck man, Kyle. Why aren't you at home spending time with your hamster and duck? What are you doing here?
They miss you.
They miss you, Kyle.
You know, ducks and hamsters bond with one person forever, and if you're not careful, they're going to bond with each other. And they're going to leave you out in the dirt, Kyle.
If you're all ghosts,
which we
what does my duck look like?
Why would a ghost know? That's not a question a ghost would know. Do you have a picture?
Yeah, right here.
Looks like that.
Looks like that.
Oh, come on.
Now we know.
It doesn't seem very health and sanitary to leave those animals alone at home. Off you go.
No, seems like we have to make some calls.
I filled the tub. I put the hamster in the tub, and I put the duck in its cage.
Oh. Listen to what you just said.
Kyle, listen to what you just said. You have minutes before both of those things are dead. How far away do you live?
I'm just across the street.
We'll give you a ride.
Here's ghost car.
No, here's one ride ticket to the park that doesn't exist. Back. You can't have this. That was a test.
But it would have been $8.95 for that ticket.
That would have been a very nice
That's
ticket.
That's a bargain, $8.95.
Kyle, leave immediately.
Okay.
Mr. Wet, we did it. We got him to leave.
Good.
He's actually still kind of technically here. Are you leaving?
Soon.
He said soon.
We're getting him to leave.
Okay, good. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Raise.
What's that?
Raise.
You're doing a great job.
Keep doing what you're doing, selling tickets to the park, and then acting like three ghosts whenever someone who is with the health and safety department shows up. We only have to ride this out. We're gradually reincorporating water into the park. So we only have to ride this out for a couple more months, and then we'll be fully H2O again.
So the rumors are true?
Caroline, you're one of our best. And I didn't want to have to kill another one of our best.
Dear, please, I'll be a ghost. I'm a ghost. Ew, this water's real.
Mr. Wet doesn't get his hands dirty. He employs me, Wet Willie. Time to die.
Wet Willie, we've been getting some complaints about you.
We've only been getting complaints about you, frankly.
I thought you'd just mix it up, try something new.
I can't believe Wet Willie is the one who kills us.
Hi, I'm Sean. I'm Wet Willie's handler. After Wet Willie is done killing you, I have a brief survey to conduct. It's a three-question survey just after the killing.
After the death?
If you would be interested, hang out after the killing. If not, follow the light.
10?
9.
excuse me. I have three kids, and I can't find the little one.
No.
He wandered off. Could you just help me find my son? I don't know what you do for missing kids here.
You can't be more than
19 years old.
You have three kids?
Stop it!
What, did you adopt?
Oh, my God. No, yeah, I had them young.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm old.
No.
Oh,
you are not old.
Sweet.
Three kids, and they're missing?
One is missing. The little one, he wandered off.
I'm still here.
You have one littler than this?
Yeah.
No chance in hell.
Sarah, I just found the ice cream of the future.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 4 years old.
You are four. Your mom had you when she was 15.
Oh my God.
My mom's like 100.
Kid?
Eat your Dippin' Dots.
Eat your Dippin' Dots. Eat your Dippin' Dots.
Eat your fucking Dippin' Dots.
Attention all security, be on the alert. There is another shark in the wave pool. We found another shark in the wave pool.
We've got this guy. He does, he starts poker games with people in the wave pool. And at first,
everyone, there's a wave in the shark pool. There's a wave.
Hey, come on, everyone, ante up. That's all you got? That's all you? Come on, your mom gave you more money than that. Come on, put it in the pot.
All right, I got these Dippin' Dots, I guess.
Yeah, put it in. Put it in. Come on.
We keep beating this guy. We can't lose.
Yeah, it's not so hard to play cards in a wave pool.
Yeah, why don't you bet that Apple Watch? Put that in the mix.
Okay,
come on.
I'll bet the Apple Watch.
What is an Apple Watch? It's 1991.
It's a watch that tells you when your apple's ripe.
Yeah. It's like you buy it through Farmer's Almanac, you know? Also, I can't wait for the 1996 All-Star game. That shit's gonna be off the hook, huh? I got $1 million that Dominique Wilkins is gonna dunk.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the shark in the wave pool. So, what kind of hair are we talking? Is it kind of like vibrant, curly, bouncy like yours?
I thought you were wanting me to describe my type. He's got curly hair, a little redhead.
He looks like me, but just one ear.
Would you say that it kind of? Would you say that kind of like falls effortlessly? Or is it more,
you are too much.
Kind of like blown by a gentle wind.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to tell my manager, or your manager. I'm so sorry. I'm all turned around. How helpful you've been to me today.
Well.
What's your name?
My
helpful.
Name.
Helpful. He hasn't helped us find my little brother at all.
Who?
Jackson.
Oh, right.
Everybody just calls me Smooth Kenny.
Ooh, Smooth Kenny. My husband would hate you.
A lot of husbands hate me.
But a lot of husbands also really dig me. Is that your husband over there?
Yeah.
Hey.
Dad.
Ooh.
I found the granola in my shoe.
Now I like his energy. Now I like his energy.
You don't. You don't have to be polite. He just found his granola in his shoe.
He couldn't be,
more
than 17 years old.
Oh, my God.
How
he's going to love
he?
That.
How old is he?
Hey, 50. Honey, can I eat your fruit by the foot?
No! No!
God,
No.
I love your energy. I love what he's putting down. I love what you're sending back. Your energy, kid, I do not care for it.
What?
Eat your Dippin' Dots.
You eat my Dippin' Dots.
I will.
Oh, no, no!
Smooth Kenny loves Dippin' Dots.
Oh, no. Mom, can I get more Dippin' Dots?
Who?
Mom, you! Mom! Smooth Kenny made you forget who you are.
Shh, Smooth Kenny, go to sleep.
Sir, right in here. Just come right in here.
Yeah. Oh, what did I do?
You're not under arrest. I don't have that power, but we do have to detain you for the next 2 hours.
Okay.
We caught you putting Kool-Aid mix in the water.
Me?
Yes. Oh. We found 48 packets of high C ecto cooler powder. Assume is some sort of Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Just to turn the water a bright green. Sir, I don't know if you know what you've done, but you've shut down the park for a full 24 hours.
I got to be honest. I think it looks better. The kids are turning out, coming all different colors. It's a rainbow out there.
Nobody's here for how the water looks. They're here for how the water
feels. And I don't even say that I did. I'm not admitting to anything, but is it cool that all the kids are different colors now?
Give it up. They already broke me. I told them I sold you the Kool-Aid.
Mike, what happened to your voice?
He hit me in the throat.
With a fun book so it doesn't leave a bruise.
Just like 1 minute ago, he hit me in the throat.
Let me put some bars of soap in this sock.
It's unnecessary. We're cooperating.
I haven't chosen to cooperate yet.
You're going to sound like me in a second, man.
I doubt it.
He gave me a
phone book and...
Oh,
Hey, Charlie, this place is about to get real crowded. I got the tampon girls coming in here in a
minute. Tampon women.
They're back, and they're horrible.
The tampon women, who are they?
What happened to your voice?
I got in the throat.
Wait a minute.
Book.
Say that again?
I got in the throat with the phone book.
Would you guys mind hosting a wet, wet water morning zoo crew?
You mean you want both of us to host?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we can. I can.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hey, you're listening to Wet Wet Radio. You're listening to the Shark and the Badger.
And Corey.
And Corey's here as well. Corey, what's new with the park update?
Corey stares at the two hosts who are talking into their strange machines.
Corey, buddy, we're gonna need you to play ball with us here. This frightens me. Corey, you are a host of a nationally within the park syndicated park radio morning zoo crew within the park. This is a huge opportunity for you, Corey.
They said to Corey, him not understanding what they meant. My Blue Yeti, my only friend.
Can you believe this kid's podcast has like 500,000 followers?
Absolutely.
People love this kid's shit, and I just don't get it.
It's the first podcast, that's why.
Anyway, we're going to take some calls on the poop line.
Hi. Oh.
Bart?
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay,
this my is name
the
is
longest someone's
Nip?
Ever stayed on the poop line.
Nip? Tiffin? My name is... Yeah. And I was just wondering if you heard about why the water's turning everyone's eyes red?
We actually have a prepared statement to read in case someone calls with this question. Here we go. Why are we clearing our throats? It does not help. I am a ghost. Go away.
Oh.
I'm also a ghost. Your duck is drowning and your hamster is on fire.
You're imagining things.
Okay. Love the show.
Hope that clears it up. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling the poop line. It is 71 degrees in the water park today and not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was... I guess we're still technically on the poop line.
Do we close the poop line?
I don't know how. I don't know how. All these damn buttons. Corey, any idea?
Nope.
Come on, Corey.
Gentlemen, we have a problem. The water replacement is taking longer than we anticipated, and Dr. Mark, everyone knows Dr. Mark, correct?
Hi.
I don't think we formally met, but yes, I know of
you
Dr.
You were
Mark.
On a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meaning a fast phone call. Yeah.
You were on a very fast phone call.
Yes.
On a landline.
It was a landline?
Fast phone call. Landline.
Yeah. Dr. Mark, this is Brad. Brad, this is Dr. Mark.
Enchante.
Hi, Brad. I'm new. I'm here because of nepotism, frankly.
Brad is new. What is the connection? How would you two... I know this. I have little connections between everybody in my park. Mark and Brad. How do Mark and Brad...
Did you read that book about business I gave you for Christmas and you're trying to...
I read it so much.
Speaking of...
That book changed my life.
Who moved my cheese?
Subarus! You both. Who moved my cheese? You both.
Yeah, I drive a Subaru.
You both drive Subarus.
Dr. Mark drives a Subaru?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And there it is. And then everyone knows Glenda.
Hi.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Glenda is our VP of water operations.
And I'm drunk.
So catch up,
everybody.
So Dr. Mark has brought this to our attention. Mm-hmm. We have a big problem. Glenda, obviously, you are already aware. And Brad, you are someone's cousin or...
I'm your cousin.
You're my cousin. But you're younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that can be a thing. Cousins can be younger than you.
Cousins can be much younger?
Yeah.
How much younger?
A lot, sometimes.
And a
lot.
25
years. Yeah.
25 years.
I knew a guy whose nephew was older than him.
And that can be?
Yep.
Interesting.
I need to get you another book about families for
Christmas. Glenda, I would love to read that. That last book that you gave me.
Angela's Ashes
changed my life. Thank you, Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark has brought to our attention that the water replacement is going slower than expected. Okay? We're at about 30% water and 70.
We should be at about 32.
And we need to be about 32.
Is this why you asked me to bring my straws?
I asked you not to bring your straws. Brad, I asked you specifically not to bring your straws.
Okay, well, I'm going to hide.
Dr. Mark was on that call. It was fast.
So fast.
I called you up. I said, don't bring the straws.
I'm a businesswoman, so what's the bottom line here? What's this going to cost us?
I'm learning so much from you, Glenda. Every day you make me better.
What's this going to cost us?
Oh, Glenda, I'm picking you up. Could you fall off onto the ground?
Oh, did I? Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Sorry. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry, we're doing this meeting on wet pool furniture.
Yeah.
That's the only furniture that a water park boardroom should
I'm
have.
I'm drunk.
And Glenda's a little drunk.
Because that's how you do business in the 90s.
Dr. Mark, how do we get the, I believe the product that we put in was called?
Formula 28.
How do we get the Formula 28 out and the water back in? Dr. Mark, go.
Yes, what we need to do is, I guess ultimately it boils down to hiring more
it
people.
Boils?
Boils.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no.
We have to boil Formula 28, and then the residue it leaves behind will expand, causing us to have more liquid in
more
the pools.
More liquid, yes. And the liquid will be water.
Well, water-ish. Water-adjacent.
Dr. Mark,
water-like.
Give it to us in plain terms. Will it be more water than Formula 28 or less?
Less. Legally.
Knock, knock, knock. Sorry to put some bad news hat on another bad news hat, but a kid did break his arm.
Please tell me it wasn't in our park.
It was.
No!
Well, legally, no one's ever got hurt in our park because we immediately chopped them off and drowned them off site. Dead
also,
bodies
we
don't
found
talk.
Alligators in the wave pool, sharks in the wave pool, pools in the shark waves. I actually am not sure what's going on out
there's
there.
There's a hippo in the snack stand.
Actually, Brad can explain this a little better because Brad was in charge of this aspect of the park.
Yes, we talked about combining the ideas of a zoo and a water park together.
You now, called it a zotter park.
I called it a zotter park, and I thought it would mostly be otters because it kind of like worked in there. But turns out...
turns out the otters breed like crazy. So we introduced the sharks and the crocodiles to take care of the otter population.
Yeah, and people seem to be having a good time, unless, of course, they get attacked. Otherwise, people seem to really be enjoying it.
That's why Brad's somebody's cousin, and it's mine.
It's your cousin.
All right, well, I'll just go out there and pretend
real
I'm
quick.
A ghost.
Yeah, just tell them to enjoy it instead.
Caitlin, first of all, you're doing a great job out there pretending to be a ghost
Thank
when people
you.
Get chopped or eaten or whatever. Let me run this by you. Brad, maybe 20, 25 years younger than me, my cousin.
No!
Can you believe it? I don't know. I'm Glinda. Send me the book. I'm waiting for the book to know.
And
do you
I'm
have
drunk.
A Subaru?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. We don't ask the minimum wage workers if they have a Subaru.
Sir, you dropped your book. How to Win Friends and Influence Cousins?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you picked up on that. Actually, it's chapter one of the book. It says, drop this book while you're walking around and you just met a new friend.
Oh, a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
What was your name?
Dr. Mark.
Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark, that sounds so familiar to me. Oh, you're in this meeting with
yes,
me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dr. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So nice to meet you.
Everyone, I believe the Formula 28 has taken a hold of Mr. Wet.
Are we to encourage this type of behavior, or are we...
There's nothing we can do for him
Oh, there's
now.
Nothing we can
yes.
do.
Let's actually... Dr. Mark, let's reverse the process. Let's leave the Formula 28 in the park. I think it's best for the park.
It's liquid ketamine.
Yes, and it's best for the park, and it's best for the people.
Hey, guys, your shift's over, so I'll take over for the slide now. You can go.
I can go? Wee.
Oh, no, we can't go! Oh, God! Oh, my God, no! Oh, God!
We were cleaning the slide. We replaced the water with bleach. Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
That kid's going to be a different color at the end of the slide.
God.
You got it. You got it. You can't say...
You cannot say go.
Oh, God, I got it. No!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I can't believe the kid's going through this.
Oh, no!
Somebody kill me!
She said going.
Whee!
No,
oh,
no one should, you can. You only you, go on go.
No!
God forgive me. Go!
Okay, well, at least the line's done.
Well, okay. Hey, by the way, Sandra, I know that you're replacing us and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the OCHEM.
Oh, you're welcome.
Work.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to help you pass summer school.
You're happy to help me pass summer school.
You think you're helping me?
No. I'm wondering if there's anyone else that you're happy to help.
Like maybe there's someone you're
here. Oh, you're here too.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm sorry about...
Good. I think I just bleached a bunch of kids.
No, that's okay. Sorry about last night. My parents wouldn't let me go out.
Whee! That kid was already bleached. He looks like he came again. I tell you, Waters is the place to be because the temperature is pushing like 100 degrees. It's all been rearranged by climate change, which fucks all the trees, and now
the soul ain't getting out of. So it's where waters for me. Why don't y'all come on down to where waters and try some of our mom's attractions?
I love the super shoe, and I ride it with my wife.
The ice cream gives me life, and I think it's bang.
And I love to hang out by the bathrooms.
I'll never be a father, so it's where waters for me.
24/7 and located conveniently next to the Harrison Willis Memorial Steam Train.